This is the Seabed Daily Text. People who say such things. Maundy Thursday. Exodus 14, 23-25. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Consider this. This must be one of the most astonishing sentences in all of the Bible. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The New International Version chose the word went, but the Hebrew word is halak, and it means walked. They walked through the sea. It is one thing to walk on water, but quite another to walk through the sea. They walked through the sea. The scripture is careful to tell us, on dry ground. Not wet or muddy ground, but dry ground. Over a million people walked through the sea on dry ground. God did this for his people. He did this for us. Today is Maundy Thursday, the day Jesus would celebrate his last Passover feast. We call it the Last Supper. In truth, we should call it the first table. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Matthew 26:26-29. God did this for his people. He did this for us. When we gather at this first table, we remember that Last Supper. And when we remember that Last Supper, we remember the Passover and the Red Sea. As a consequence of this, billions of us have walked through the sea on dry ground. Just like we were there when they crucified our Lord, we were there when God parted the waters of the Red Sea. Sometimes it causes me to tremble. People who say such things. The prayer. Father, I want to be a person who says such things. You are truly a marvel. I stand amazed at this mighty act of redemption and judgment you rendered at the Red Sea. Even more, I stand in awe of the mighty act of redemption and judgment you performed at the cross. This is truly amazing love. Give me the grace to truly perceive it. More than before, to grasp and be grasped by it. Take me there, and I shall never be the same. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me to be such a person of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question: how will it be different this time around? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.